Hannah Montana and Miley Cyrus. The Best of Both Worlds concert opened in limited release over this past weekend, but that didn't stop it from becoming the number one movie in the country with the all-time highest grossing opening weekend for a 3D movie or a concert film. Now, Miley is not the only pop star with a 3D movie in theaters, though. U2's U2 3D is currently in limited release and will open in more theaters on February 15th. And our own Matthew Perpetua managed to see both movies and is here to tell me all about his experience. Matthew, did you have to grab a tween-age girl to have an excuse to go see Miley Cyrus?
No, thankfully.
And by grab, I of course mean
yeah,
babysit.
You just made me very uncomfortable.
I'm sorry.
But no, I actually went with someone my own age, and we managed to go at like a 9 o'clock screening, and most kids were, you know, school night. It was a Monday.
Okay, well, I'm not a mom, and I guess I'm a bad aunt because I really don't know Hannah Montana. Like, what are her songs? What is her music like?
Well, I mean, a lot of like teen pop has like traditionally been like kind of like dance oriented, but her stuff's kind of like, you know, perky, like almost kind of like mall punk kind of stuff, but really like sweetened and kind of
Hillary Duffish.
A little more innocent and sweet than
Let's hear it. Let's hear it. What are we going to hear?
This song is called "Life's What You Make It."
It sure is. With the new attitude, everything can change. Make it how you want it to be. Stay in bound, why do that? Give yourself a break. Laugh about it and you'll see. Life's what you make it. So let's make it right. Make it right. Life's what you make it. You're nodding knowingly.
Yeah.
Yes, let's make it rock indeed.
Yeah. Words of wisdom.
She sounds a little like Avril Lavigne.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of people sound like Avril Lavigne, and Avril Lavigne sounds a little like Alanis Morissette. So
okay.
I think that's the worth starting there.
This is the big question. What is the difference between Hannah Montana and Miley Cyrus? Well, is this a Chris Gaines move on her
kind
part?
Of, yeah, but it's... So Hannah Montana is a fictional character that she plays on her TV show.
On Disney, right?
Yes.
Okay.
But Miley Cyrus is also a character that she plays on that TV show because it's like this weird meta thing where she is playing, you know, she is secretly this rock star and her friends don't know.
So Miley Cyrus's film is her on stage singing a bunch of songs?
Yep.
As both Hannah and Miley?
Yes.
Okay.
The first half is Hannah, and then the second half is Miley. And there's a few, like, you know, interstitial kind of things where, you know, you watch, like, dads, you know, competing to win tickets for their kids. And,
oh, dear.
And very early on, you see, like, them choreographing the show.
And then U2 3D is these three concerts all edited into one?
No, it's one concert. I mean, it might be over a couple of nights, but it's just... You know, it's like they basically have a show that they play like every night. They kind of change a little bit, but they have, you know, these main beats that they hit. And this movie is basically like the big set piece parts of their show.
Okay. And are they playing mostly their oldies but goodies or
yeah, it's a lot of oldies, but look, there's also some new songs like Vertigo. Which
are we going to hear that?
Yes, okay, we can hear that now.
Okay, so talk to me about the films. These are huge events, and it's in 3D. Tell me about the 3D.
Okay, so they're both in 3D, and the U2 3D is a lot better. It's a more sophisticated kind of 3D, and like I don't know the specifics, but like when you'd see like the drums, and the drums look like more like they're there than if you actually were looking at a drum kit.
Do you
it's like
really feel,
surreal, actually.
You really feel like you're there?
Well, you don't feel like you're there, but you just feel like there's like a dimension that's there, and you know, they really take advantage of it. Like, you know, they keep doing like Bono, like, you know, putting his, you know,
like fist in
there. Yeah, like they take a lot of like a crazy foreshortening, and it's very dynamic, and I think they did a good job of, you know, trying to make you also feel like you're in the place, not like physically there, but you get a sense of the environment. Whereas the Hannah Montana is, Not the best 3D. Like, sometimes you'll just forget that you're watching 3D.
Huh.
And so there's, but there's definitely parts where they're like, oh, wait, we have to do something in 3D. So they'll, like, they'll have this, like, aerial shot of the drummer, like, throwing his drumsticks in the air. Or, like, there's a lot of shots of, like, the guitar necks kind of, like, jutting into the foreground.
Like Prince did at the Super Bowl last
year.
Yeah,
but, like...
Suggestive, okay. Bit,
yeah, it's pretty phallic.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if that's their goal, but...
I doubt it. do you think that these films reflect a change in the music business?
Well, in that, like, people are looking for new ways to make money off these things that already
right,
make money.
People aren't buying CDs, right? So
yeah, I mean, and if they are, I mean, they actually are buying, like, the Hannah Montana and U2 CDs. So it's kind of like the top end of the record industry can afford to do these kind of things and keep milking these same songs over and over again. But I don't think, like having, like, 3D concert films is really an option for, like, a wide range of artists.
So U2, they're rock legends. Miley Cyrus is a Disney teen pop star. They're ultimately, the shows are quite different, right?
Not really at all, actually, because they're both, like, highly choreographed events. There's multiple costume changes for
really,
Bono.
For U2?
And, oh, yeah. Bono has a few different costumes that he wears. And, you know, he's not as many or as fabulous as Hannah Montana and Miley Cyrus, but, you know. It's the same kind of deal. They're both going for this, like, super showmanship. Like, they're, you know, trying to get people to feel like they spent their money well. And they both have a message. So U2's trying to, like, get human rights and, you know, relief for AIDS. But Hannah Montana's just trying to tell you, like, you know, life's what you make it. So let's make it rock. It's very straightforward.
Those are probably equally important messages, Matthew. Matthew, thank you for going to see Hannah Montana for work.
Yeah, I got paid for it.
Matthew Pervecha is our music producer here at Fair Game. You can find out more about the Hannah Montana and U2 concert movies on our website, morefairgame.org.